The U.S. national debt crossed $39.8 trillion on July 29th, while the Federal Reserve held interest rates steady. But the more striking number embedded in that story is that annual interest payments on the national debt have now exceeded $1 trillion for the first time. $1 trillion a year just to service existing debt! That's more than the entire defense budget, more than Medicaid. It's the largest single line item in the federal budget, and it's growing automatically with every month of elevated interest rates.
Elizabeth Warren and Donald Trump finding themselves on the same side of the debt ceiling debate this week. Warren agreeing with Trump that the debt ceiling should be eliminated entirely is one of those political oddities that tells you something real. The debt ceiling is increasingly a mechanism that creates periodic crisis theater without actually constraining spending, because Congress always raises it eventually. The argument for abolition is that it's the worst of both worlds. It doesn't actually discipline spending, but it regularly creates default risk that rattles global bond markets.
The HSBC story is a significant signal about how global banks are restructuring post-pandemic. CEO Georges Elhedery has been reshaping HSBC since taking over, and selling the $25 billion Australian retail loan book to Blackstone is the clearest indication yet that HSBC is exiting consumer banking markets where it can't achieve sufficient scale. Australia is actually a profitable banking market. This isn't an exit from a troubled region. It's a strategic concentration decision. HSBC is saying, we want to be a global transaction bank, a wealth manager, a trade finance specialist, not a retail mortgage lender in a market where the big four Australian banks dominate.
For Blackstone, this is exactly the kind of deal they've been building toward. A $25 billion loan book at whatever discount they negotiated gives them yield, scale, and a significant position in Australian real assets. Blackstone's private credit operation has been one of the most aggressive acquirers of traditional bank assets globally, and this extends that strategy into the Asia Pacific.
SoftBank's 50% share price decline from its June high is a cautionary tale about concentration risk in AI investments. Sun Masayoshi built SoftBank's recent resurgence around a massive ownership stake in Arm Holdings, and Arm's weak forward guidance rattled the entire thesis. When 70%+ of your strategic value is tied to one chipmaker's ability to grow into its valuation, an earnings stumble becomes a portfolio crisis. The Vision Fund era already taught SoftBank this lesson once with WeWork and other bets. The pattern of concentration into a single conviction trade keeps repeating.
The Citadel purchase of the Situational Awareness stock portfolio after AI losses is an interesting hedge fund M&A story. Situational Awareness, the newsletter and research operation founded by Leopold Aschenbrenner, had apparently built a portfolio of AI-related equity positions that didn't perform as expected, and Citadel acquired the portfolio. It's a signal about the ongoing recalibration of AI-adjacent investment strategies, even as the underlying capital expenditure numbers keep rising.
The Trump crypto story from Bloomberg is one of the week's most politically uncomfortable pieces of financial journalism. The investigation found that a small blockchain firm channeled over $550 million to the Trump family through World Liberty Financial token transactions, while investors in those same tokens lost approximately 90% of their value. The structure, where insiders capture economic upside while retail token buyers absorb losses, is a pattern that securities regulators have flagged in other crypto contexts. But the political dimension here is obvious.
And GLP-1 drug coverage, the Ozempic and Wegovy class of medications, is being pulled back by employers, according to Cigna. These drugs cost roughly $12,000 to $15,000 per patient per year, and employers who added coverage in recent years are now reconsidering as the costs aggregate across their workforce. This creates a two-tier dynamic. Patients with premium coverage or direct pay capacity continue accessing the drugs, while others lose coverage mid-treatment. The clinical implications of stopping GLP-1 therapy abruptly include rapid weight regain.